And a very good morning to Kelsey Correa. Good morning, Kelsey.
Morning, Father Emil.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. Good to talk to you again. Kelsey, listen, there's something interesting happening. Every year we have the Bishop Brenninkmeyer Memorial Lecture. And this year it's going to be given on the 3rd of October. And we thought, let's talk a little bit about it because he was a very well-known bishop. And I think each year when we have these special memorial lectures, there's always something very special and important to talk about. What's going to happen this year?
Yeah, that's true. We started this lecture, this is the 12th. We don't do them every year, but we do them most years.
Right.
And we decided to inaugurate them in honor of Bishop Brenninkmeyer and the contribution that he made to Catholic education.
Mm.
He was the liaison bishop for the CIE for a number of years, and his support and passion for Catholic education during that time was very significant. In fact, it was actually the person who's delivering this year's lecture, Mark Potterton, is the man who instituted the lecture. He had worked very closely with Bishop Brenninkmeyer while he was part of the leadership team at the CIE.
Okay.
And he was the one who established the memorial lectures in his memory. So that is why we do this regularly, to remember his legacy and the legacy that he left us in education. And this year, the lecture is going to be given by Dr. Mark Potterton, and he's going to be looking at the future of Catholic education in South Africa and the future of Catholic schools and what that future could look like.
Well, now that's interesting because, you know, we often hear so much about Catholic education, how important it is and so on. There are so many positives and negatives about Catholic education. I suppose he's going to take us through all these things.
Yes, I think he will. Mark will have a very critical look at the state of Catholic education in the country at the moment. And we're all aware that the education sector in this country needs a lot of attention, and that there's a lot that is perhaps not as it should be, and that is reflected in the Catholic education sector as well. The majority of our schools are public schools, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
So we have 335 Catholic schools in the country, and 101 of those are public schools. So it's a third, more or less, are public schools. And they experience a lot of the same challenges that many other schools face, funding challenges, resources, and what as a church are we going to do about that? And that's what Mark's going to be looking at. How do we as church need to respond to the needs of Catholic education?
Right.
You know, there's two very distinct groups of schools in the country as a whole, and again is reflected in the Catholic Schools Network, and that's that there are some very well-resourced independent schools, and some previously Model C schools as well that are well-resourced, are able to support themselves and maintain a Catholic ethos as well. And then there are hundreds of other schools, Catholic schools, that are struggling financially.
Yeah.
You know, Father Emil, 50% of Catholic schools charge less than 1,000 rand in school fees every year. So, and most of those schools are no-fee schools. So there is a perception out there that Catholic schools are expensive and people can't afford to send their children to Catholic schools. And yes, in some areas of the country, that is true. But in fact, the evidence shows us that the majority of Catholic schools are actually serving the poor.
Yes.
And what are we going to do as a church about these schools? How are we going to continue ensuring that these schools exist?
Right.
And continue to be there and continue to support the poorest of the poor and the most marginalized.
Well, now that's good news. That's good news for us, Kelsey. Are these schools actually supported by the church, or do people have to pay that 1,000 rand themselves?
So Most of them are public schools on private property, so they are supported by the state. Most of them should, in theory, be receiving subsidies from the state.
Right.
And the schools that are no-fee schools should be getting a sizable contribution from the state. But right. Unfortunately, the money doesn't seem to always get to where it needs to get to.
Uh-huh.
And schools are often out of pocket waiting for their subsidies to be paid. So that's problematic from a financial point of view.
Yeah.
And then from an ethos point of view, the Catholic Church, we as the Catholic Church have a responsibility to ensure that these schools do maintain a Catholic ethos of some sort. Although we recently had the judgment on religion in schools, which was saying that no school should be predominantly religious in one way or another.
Yeah.
But our schools have a very specific agreement in place with local government that allows us to have a unique Catholic character, religious character in our schools. And therefore, it's our responsibility as church to make sure that Catholic character remains and is supported and enhanced.
All right.
And that's part of our role as the Catholic Institute of Education. And as the Catholic schools offices around the country is to ensure that Catholic schools maintain a Catholic ethos in their schools. But it's also the responsibility of the owners of schools. So different congregations, like you're a Dominican, so there are a number of Dominican congregations of sisters who own schools, and bishops own schools, and the responsibility is also theirs to make sure that their schools maintain an ethos that is unique to their charism.
Right.
And that is why we know of Dominican schools and Lasallian schools, schools that are owned by the Christian Brothers and the Maris Brothers, and they all have a unique charism within the Catholic ethos of the school as well. So
okay.
So there is, we have a very strong partnership with government.
Yeah.
And they recognize the contribution that the Catholic Church has made to education in the country. Mm. Many, many politicians, many of our MPs, many people, influential people in government and in politics were educated in Catholic schools because Catholic schools remained open to children of all races during the apartheid era when many of the other schools had to close down for financial and political reasons. We have a good legacy in this country in terms of education, but we also have a responsibility.
You know, it's interesting that despite the fact that we've got this ethos in our Catholic schools, we have fewer Catholics than we have non-Catholics, because it's the non-Catholics who come to our Catholic schools because they believe that you're getting a real quality education. I'm always a bit disappointed when I hear about the numbers of Catholics who attend Catholic schools. There are often many more non-Catholics. Or am I wrong?
I think it very much depends on the location of schools.
Okay.
So if there is a school that is attached to a parish and there's an active Catholic community and the fees that the school is charging are accessible to that community, then I think it'll be supported by a Catholic community. But if a school is in an area where there are not very many Catholics, but it is a school that offers a good education and is possibly better than another school in the area, then parents in that area will choose to send their children to that school, and that may affect the numbers of Catholic children at the school. We try to look at it that we are, the Catholic schools are part of the evangelization role of the Catholic Church, so we're not there to indoctrinate or to convert others to Catholicism, but we are there to spread the good news, to tell people the story of Jesus. And hopefully, if that brings people into the church, then that's a good thing. But our mission is to educate, to bring education to the poor, and to tell the story of Jesus to people who wouldn't otherwise have heard it, which is what Jesus calls us to do.
All right.
So, is part of the evangelizing mission of the church and of Catholic schools.
All right, Kelsey, so now on the 3rd of October, it's going to be happening at 3:30 in the afternoon. This,
yes.
The 12th Bishop Hans Brenninkmeyer Memorial Lecture by Dr. Mark Patterton. And he's going to take all these things, put them into his computer, so to speak, and then share them with us, and hopefully plot a way forward into the future.
Yes, we look forward to hearing what Mark's going to share with us. He's been a part of Catholic education most of his professional career, and he's recently, or currently is, the principal of Holy Family College in Parktown.
Right.
And so he really is at the coalface of Catholic education and has very good insight and experience. So he's going, I think it's going to be very interesting to hear what he has to say.
Yes. He was once upon a time part of the CIE, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right. He was the director of the CIE.
Right.
He's come and gone over the years. So he was part of the quality assurance division at CIE, and then he headed up the education services division, and then he was the director of the CIE. And in between, he worked for Omalusi, the quality assurance body. He's been at schools, and he's run various other projects. So he's got a lot of experience in the education sector, and is very knowledgeable. And a lot to share on this particular topic.
Okay, well, so the subject of his lecture is, what is it exactly?
So the topic of the lecture is Flourish or Flounder? Mm-hmm. What is the future of Catholic education in South Africa?
Right.
So he's going to be looking at the contextual issues of education in South Africa and the inequality within the schooling sector, and in particular within the Catholic education sector. So as I was saying, the difference between are well-resourced schools and many schools that are under-resourced and not being supported. And then what do we need to do as church to support these schools going forward?
Okay, all right. And is there any cost involved?
No, it's not. It's free to anybody who would like to come and listen for the day. So we really would encourage teachers, parents, past pupils of schools, business people, interested Catholics, anybody who's interested in the church, in Catholic education, in Catholic schools and education in this country, to come and listen to what Mark has to say and to help us in plotting a way forward and deciding on what to do with Catholic schools going forward.
Do people have to book or phone to say they're coming or anything like that?
Yes, it would be good to have an idea of numbers.
Right.
So if they could contact Hilda Shinoa. She's the lady who's organizing the event,
right.
And her email address is hilda@cie.org.za,
okay.
Or they can contact her on the telephone number, the CIE's number, 011-433-1888.
All right. And you want to know by the end of the month?
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah, because then you can make sure we have enough scones and tea and coffee.
That's right. Yes, there'll be plenty of
glass of
tea
wine
and refreshments after the after the talk as well, so people can also network a little bit and fellowship a bit and chat about what Mark has shared and share some ideas and see colleagues and friends as well. So that would be good for people to stay on afterwards too.
Who is the liaison bishop now with the CIE?
Currently, it's Bishop Joe Sandry from Bitbank.
Okay, all right. So I
suppose, and he's a huge supporter of ours. He really is.
Wonderful.
He's got a good understanding of Catholic education and Catholic schools, and he's excellent.
A wonderful, wonderful man. Okay, well, there we go. The 12th Bishop Hans Brenninkmeyer Memorial Lecture, happening on the 3rd of October at 3:30 in the afternoon. The 3rd of October, what is that, a Saturday or is it a weekday?
No, it's a weekday. It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, 3:30 in the afternoon at the Holy Family College at 40 Oxford Road in Johannesburg. And if you'd like to go, we would really like to know that you're coming so that we can cater accordingly. And you send your little message to hilda@cie.org.za or call the CIE at 011-433-1888. 011-433-1888, and they'd like to know by the 30th of September, and the title of the talk is going to be Flourish or Flounder. Flourish or Flounder, lovely title that. What is the future of Catholic education in South Africa? And the speaker will be Dr. Mark Potterton. Potterton, who is very, very well qualified to speak about the subject. Well, please, God is going to have a good positive outlook and openness to the future. And if people have any questions they'd like to bring along and share with everybody there, you're very, very welcome. Listen, Kelsey, thank you very much for sharing with us. Anything more you'd like to say?
Thank you, Father Emil. Thanks for having us this morning.
No, it's a great pleasure. It's always lovely talking to you.
It is.
Thank you so much indeed.
Go well.
God bless you and thank you. That was Kelsey Correa. Kelsey Correa, who's the communications manager of the Catholic Institute of Education, talking about the Bishop Hans Brenninkmeyer Memorial Lecture, the 12th one since his death. And the speaker will be Dr. Mark Potterton.